Easy Sports Talk Show with Ed Smith and Javon Adams. My name is Javon Adams. You can call me Jay or Jay Love. And next to me is a man who not only played professional baseball, but he also played in the National Football League for that first Super Bowl-bound team for the Atlanta Falcons. Talking about my brother, accomplished author and motivational speaker, Ed Smith. What is good, my brother?
Man, I got that sickness, bro. I'm not feeling good. I got that bracketology. I got caught a bad case of it over the weekend.
And we're going to get into that. I think you and millions of other folks are doing the same thing. And they're going to be doing that cough, too, when it comes Thursday and Friday, conspicuously being out of work and all that. But, yeah, let's get into it. We're going to talk about the NCAA tournament, the bracket. And also, let's start with this. The trade that happened, over the weekend? Yeah, it happened, Friday, something like that. But Justin Fields traded to the Pittsburgh Steelers. And we already, I think since the last time that we had our pod, that could we do this Monday, Wednesday, Friday, but we didn't do it on Friday. But Russell Wilson is now on the Steelers as well. I am dying to get your thoughts on the coup that it seems that the Pittsburgh Steelers pulled off, for one, because it's super low risk and anything that they get is positive. And especially with what they got for Justin Fields. I'm not saying Justin Fields is soon to be a Hall of Famer, but he has to be better than being traded for a sixth-round pick that could go up to a fourth-round pick if he's based upon, you know, how much playing time he gets this upcoming season. Your thoughts on that, man?
Well, I mean, the Steelers are playing with house money, if you ask me right now. You go out and get Russell Wilson for a bag, a box of donuts. Granted, it was 13, you know, you got the baker's dozen. So, I mean, they got the quarterback to hold place right now, right? And then you go out and finagle away, and we all know that the Bears were up against it. I mean, you knew what they were planning on doing as far as drafting Caleb Williams first, so it wasn't no mystery there, and it was like everybody was like, "Well, you got to get rid of this second piece here. You can't hold on to it, can you?" And you know, Bears, as much as they wanted to play like they had cards in their hand, bro, they were playing. You know, you ever seen somebody and you look up and they got the mirror behind them on the backside, and nobody realized it. Everybody's looking at their hand the whole time. Everybody peeking up to pretend like, you know, they just admiring the scenery behind them, watching the cars the whole time, right? We all been there. You found a cheat somewhere. And that's what happened. The end of the league found a cheat with the Bears. Was like, bro, what y'all going to do? And everybody just kept waiting them out. And, you know, for the Steelers, this is the steal of a century, as far as I'm concerned. Because what you get a bridge quarterback. Last year, they got to the playoffs with Kenny Pickett, Mason Rudolph, and Mitchell Trubisky. Oh, my God. And I'm not saying Russell is obviously toward the end of his career. He's not you can't cook with Russ. But, I mean, you put some of those weapons around him, and I know they got rid of one of the wide receivers, but put the weapons around him, get a running game, ask him not to do stupid stuff, because Russell's good at not doing stupid stuff. He'll take the check downs. He's got a good deep ball and stuff like that. He will scramble a little bit. I'm sure they're going to get Russ and say, look, just don't muck it up. Just go out there and do your thing. Do your Russell thing. You know, dink dunk if you have to. Take some shots. But we're going to keep this kind of, you know, mid-range here. And then on the backside, Jay, because they've already said, Fields, you're not coming in here to compete for a starting job. This is Russell's job. They must have made some promises to him. You're going to come in here. We're going to take some time to develop you. This is a one-year deal with Russ, $1.2 million. You come in here, we're going to develop you to take over the reins of this organization and treat you right. And we're also going to expect you to do the right thing on the backside. That young man is all incentivized right now. Yeah. And for the Steelers, they don't have to – if they hit on Fields where they can resurrect his career. Mm-hmm. They didn't spend a high draft pick, so they can continue to do their defensive side of the ball thing.
Yeah. Got
a young dynamic quarterback in here now who can, you know, not just win games with his arm, but can win games with his legs. We're going to be smart with him, right?
Right.
That could be their future right there. So they basically, I mean, they hit on, in my opinion, people will poo-poo this because what he's done in Chicago all these years. Maybe he just wasn't in the right situation. The Bears, let's see what the Bears do with Caleb Williams, okay?
Right.
They might mess that up. But in the meantime, the Steelers might have found a diamond in the rough, man. And it's all, like I said, for peanuts. They got this young man for peanuts. I think it'll be a good move for all.
And again, when I look at what the Arizona Cardinals did when they got Joshua Dobbs, and so when I'm saying this for a reason, they got him what, for a seventh round draft pick, if I'm not mm-hmm. mistaken, and knowing that he was going to be a backup and just start for a couple of games, right? A seventh round draft pick, and we know the definite ceiling when it comes to Joshua Dobbs. He's a backup at best. But here's the thing: I came across something, and I sent it your way, but with the Steelers, if they're smart, they'll still go ahead and draft, maybe, you know, draft a quarterback. There are a couple of different on the Steelers mm-hmm. website, the fan site, so to speak, that a couple of the options that they may take. But here's the thing: worst case scenario, if Russ, let's say he doesn't play up to par, but Fields ends up progressing more than they thought, then they just bench Russ and they put Fields in to really see what's going on. So again, The thing that if I'm the Bears GM, I want Fields to do well, but I don't want him to do that well. Because if it comes back and he ends up being a starter for the Steelers, let's say next season and beyond, and ends up becoming a let's say mid to upper tier quarterback, that stays with you for the rest of your GM career, how you gave up a player for nothing, not even trying to get a couple of seconds and a thirds or whatever it was, what you gave him up for.
Yeah, and there's little upside for the Bears, because as you say that, Jay, check this out. If he goes mm-hmm. over there and does well, you're a fool for letting him go. If he goes over there and is garbage, well, what you draft him for in the first place?
Ooh.
I mean, it's like,
wait, ooh.
It just shows, I'm serious, it shows how bad you are in your diagnosing the quarterback position, which they haven't had a franchise quarterback since, I guess you call Jim McMahon a franchise quarterback. That was back when I was still wet behind the ears in high school, you know, that type of thing. So, you know, for them, I guess you'd want him to go over there and play at least a little better than he has, because be like, yeah, we saw a little something in there. He just didn't get to where we thought. Whereas, like I said, if he goes over there and stinks, you look bad. If he goes over there and blows up, it's like, wow, you guys let that go. So, yeah, the Bears have – I mean, the best thing the Bears can do, Jay, don't look back. Concentrate on trying to develop, the quarterback that you're going to call your future. You can't look and want to see what your ex is doing. That's the worst thing. All of a sudden you start trying to, you know, enhance what
creeping
you got
on
here.
Creeping on social media pages and everything.
Yes, yes. Don't look back. She's gone. Let her go. Whoever she's with now, you know, you see her on TV at the Oscars or something like that. Nah, don't worry about that. Let that go. You know, you got a good woman right here. Stay on your luggage.
Oh, man. Yeah, and so real quick before we get off of this, so again, with looking at, what is it, SI.com, so the Steelers through SI.com, Joe Milton, maybe Spencer Rattler, and possibly Jordan Travis are – maybe somebody, players that they might go after in the draft to just kind of round it out and be able to have that. So if nothing else, Russell Wilson, as corny as my man is, but he should come in incentivized because it's a 1-year deal. So you trying to show, revive your career to show that what you can do, not only on the field, because he had a decent last year. I mean, I think the number said, but that he can, his image in the locker room, if he can repair that, and then maybe mentor Justin Fields a little bit along the way. And that gives him some brownie points as well. Justin Fields is, I mean, there was one site that called it brilliant stuff. And I've been hearing positive things along the way for what the Steelers did, just because it's low risk, extremely high reward, because they couldn't stay with Kenny Pickett. And we saw some of the things that he was saying, that he said since that week 17 or at the end of the season, when they were trying to have him just dress up and be a third, you know, an emergency quarterback, and didn't want to do it, and all the things that he's done. So now he's Philadelphia's problem right now, but he's going to be interesting to see.
That was an interesting, I mean, if you're going to say it with your chest, don't you normally have to have something behind your back to say it with your chest?
Yeah.
I mean, he made it seem like he was Ben Roethlisberger not getting his fair due there after everything he's done for the organization. In this situation, this would have been one of those, shut up, learn for a year, and try to compete for the job next year.
Because he could have been there. He could have been the one learning behind Russell Wilson. But it's you know who I am?
They gonna disrespect me like that? Really? Okay. See ya.
Oh my goodness.
Hey, now you're gonna be a true back. Backup. I mean, you're not gonna get any action except for preseason games over there in Philly. So, I mean, hey, nice that you didn't have to move far, but you know. Maybe you can keep your house in Pittsburgh, but that's about all you're going to be keeping.
Oh, my goodness. He is Ed Smith. I am Javon Adams. This is the Easy Sports Talk Show podcast with Ed Smith and Javon Adams. Now, this is we get in and try to control your energy, try to control your excitement. But the NCAA tournament begins, what is it, Wednesday, right? No, Thursday.
The playing games start. Playing. Hey, bro, don't disrespect the playing games. I watch the playing games, too. Tomorrow, Tuesday. And Wednesday, four games over the next 2 days. Man, I watch everything, bro.
You are, for those who don't know, you are everything UNC, so University of North Carolina, everything UNC. So I meant to hit you up because they didn't win their tournament, but so I didn't know if they were going to, if that would, because Houston, UNC, just in terms of just some unexpected things, Arizona, the Wildcats, but you guys did get a number one seed. But how do you approach the bracket, the whole tournament thing? I've tried it in the past, and I'm one of those guys that by the end of the first weekend, my bracket is done, and I'm just paying attention just for the heck of it. But how do you approach it, and how do you think UNC is going to do in the tournament? Because the Final Four is out here in Phoenix.
Yeah, there is no way to, like, you can't call it. It's called bracketology, bro, and there's no such thing as anybody who knows what's going to happen once the first whistle blows. It's all luck, to be honest with you, picking that 5 or 12 to beat that 5 or riding somebody all the way to the one spot. You can't go chalk. I'll tell you that right now. Every year I get so tempted, and before I know it, I look at my sheet, and it's like all these one and two seeds, and I'm like, nah, you can't. So then you go back. You got to try to figure out that upset 8-9 or even higher that's going to make the run to the Final Four. And when it's all said and done, man, it's just, for me, if I'm in a league where I can't do two sheets, then I'm stuck because my Tar Heels, especially a year like now, I got to have them going at least close to winning this thing. So I ride their back. If it's a year where they're a mediocre team, like 2 years ago, that last year they didn't even make the tournament. 2 years ago, I was like, man, they got Baylor in the second, in the Sweet 16 or whatever it was. There's no way they're getting past that. So I had Baylor beating them. They run all the way to the final game in the championship. That was the year I would have won a bracket if I'd been, you know, smart enough to ride my heels. So there is no magic. There is no magic answer to anything other than you got to do at least a little research, and then it's a lot of luck. I've seen people who haven't watched a college basketball game all year, and they'll pick the brackets, and it's just because, ooh, I like that school's name, or I like those colors. Those are nice. And next you know, their bracket is all the way up front. Everybody else is sitting in the back. So, like I said, come tomorrow. Like I said, we get to playing games. And then Thursday, bro, don't even try to find me. Come 9 o'clock in the morning after drop off, because that's when it all starts. But 16 games on Thursday, 16 games on Friday. I don't miss any of it, bro. It's like, you know, I watch my football where I got all the screens, you know, same thing, bro. I got all the tip-off times. I know exactly who's going off here. And, you know, split screens and little screens and computer screens. I mean, it's all over the place.
So I got to ask you this, though. So oftentimes the critique comes about the region, so where certain teams are played. So Connecticut. So the number one seeds are Connecticut, North Carolina, Purdue. Houston, and Purdue. And Purdue. So, so Connecticut is in the East region, so they're playing out of Boston. When that's essentially, it's like right in their backyard. And then but North Carolina is over in Los Angeles, and that just seems a little crazy, right?
Here's the thing, Jay. Let me tell you how they trick you. They're in the West region. They start out their first two rounds in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Gotcha. Okay.
They end up in the West because that's the bracket they're in, but they're starting in their backyard. Gotcha. And there are certain teams like Purdue who got beat by got beat by 16 last year. You see, I'm falling for the banana and tailpipe. Now watch them make a run, but I ain't falling for the banana in the tailpipe this year. If anything, I'm having them ducking out early, and then I'll take my beating on the backside if that's the case, because they got everybody last year. Number one seed got beat by 16. You know, man, you know how disappointing that is when you're on the first day, Jay. Yeah. You got somebody going to, and your bracket looks so messed up. It's X'd out all the way over. That's a lot of levels to be X'd out, bro.
That's true.
And so I'm not a fan of falling for the banana and the tailpipe this year. I'm going to be a little smarter when it comes to teams like them. You know, Arizona is another one.
Yeah, they're number two in the West region. They're starting off, in Salt Lake City. That's where they're from. Yeah.
So, I'm, you know, over the next couple of days, I'm going to do a little research, get my brackets put together. In some of them, it's one entry. In a couple of them, I got multiples, you know.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. All right. So we're definitely going to keep in it, because this will be a hot topic for a few weeks here. So for sure.
If you want in, I'll get you in, bro. Don't be scared.
Yeah, I think maybe this year I'll do
it. Cam's got that one only for $10. And last year he had $1,000 payout. One in his.
I might have to do that. Yeah, because I got until Wednesday night to get it in.
Wednesday night. Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah. Send that.
Don't be peeking in my bracket. Don't be coming over here trying to look at my bracket.
Come over your house. Hey Ed, I'm just checking on you, my brother. Seeing what
you mind
up
if I go up to the office?
But before we end the show, but if you do, if Carolina gets to the Final Four, you're gonna make your way there by hook or crook, right?
Man, if I got to sit out there and panhandle to get in that one, I'm going. Man, and back in 2017 when they won it, they beat Gonzaga. I was fortunate enough, one of my friends, she works for the NCAA, so she when they found out the Final Four, she contacted me. She's like, hey, I got two tickets, two passes for you. You won? I was like, heck yeah. So I went to the game against Baylor. They won. And then me, Amanda, and Quentin went to the championship game against Gonzaga. So that's a no-brainer, bro.
What about if they get to the Sweet 16 or the Elite Eight? Because that's in Los Angeles. I'm just saying.
That ain't worth the drive.
Nah. You sound like me as a Laker fan. Nah, Western Conference Finals ain't good enough. That's not what we built for. That's not in our bloodline.
Now, if I knew for 100% Roy was going to be there, I might change my mind. Cause I love me. So I've seen some Roy. I got a picture. I haven't wanted him to sign with me and him together for a long time. So I could see. Yeah, if I found out Roy, if he's like chasing him around the country, I might, you know, might take a road trip. But nah, otherwise, nah.
All right.
I'll wait till they get here.
All right, so on behalf of the one and only Ed Smith, I'm Javon Adams. We do this three times a week. Go to easysportstalk.com, easysportstalk.com. Also, go ahead and wherever you're listening to this on, go ahead and subscribe. You can go to our YouTube page as well at The Easy Sports Talk Show, at The Easy Sports Talk Show. Subscribe there, but you know, tell a friend to tell a friend about what we do here, and we'll definitely be keeping an eye on the tournament because, as you know, Ed is definitely invested, and maybe I'll invest $10 and be along for the ride. And so, as we always like to say around this time, are you kidding?